discuss the Seder Birchas Kohanim in Tefila and the integration between Birchas Kohanim and Tefila. We've seen in a general sense that Birchas Kohanim and Tefila go hand in hand. Birchas Kohanim is a function of Tefila just as it was originally a function of Avoda. Just to bring that point home, the Yerushalmi in Tainus in the first sheet, it says explicitly that we don't find Birchas Kohanim detached from Tefila. The Yerushalmi asks, V'yisa et kapav v'al yispalel? Why does the Mishnah there in Tainus talk about the Tefilos in which the Kohanim were duchen? Who needs Tefila? Let the Kohanim duchen, because Kohanim is a function of Tefila just as it was originally a function of Avoda. Just to bring that point home, the Yerushalmi in Tainus in the first sheet, it says explicitly that we don't find Birchas Kohanim detached from Tefila. The Yerushalmi asks, V'yisa et kapav v'al yispalel? Why does the Mishnah there in Tainus talk about the Tefilos in which the Kohanim were duchen? Who needs Tefila? Let the Kohanim duchen independent of Tefila. And the Yerushalmi says, Matzanu Tefila, b'lo nesiyas kapayim. B'lo matzanu nesiyas kapayim, b'lo Tefila. We may find Tefila independent of Birchas Kohanim, but we don't find Birchas Kohanim independent of Tefila. The Mishnah in Megillah on sheet number 2 states a whole list of things which require a minyan. In that list you see is Birchas Kohanim. The Einosim es kapehem pachos me'asara. The reason that you need a sara for these things, the Gemara says, is the concept of davar shebekdusha. Minohani mili, says the Gemara, amar v'chia bar abba, amar v'yochanan da'amar kra, v'nikdashti v'soch b'nei Yisrael, kol davar shebekdusha lo yehe pachos me'asara. Davar shebekdusha requires a minyan. And the Gemara goes on to say, because it says, v'soch b'nei Yisrael, asya toch toch, it also says, v'badru mitocho eda hazos, and Eda we know is 10 from the pasuk by the Meraglim, Ad Masai Lo Eda Hara Hazos, 10 Meraglim, with the exception of Shulman Kalev. So we know Eda is Asara, so we take that over to Mitocha Eda, and we take Toch, and bring that back to V'nikdashti, V'soch B'nei Yisrael. If we read the Mishnah and read the Gemara, we just assume Birchas Kohanim requires Asara as Davar Shebekdusha. And that's really what the Rambam says in Perek Ches in Hilchos Tefila, which is not here in your packet, but he talks about the list of things that require Asara because of Davar Shebekdusha, and he lists Birchas Kohanim. Why is Birchas Kohanim Davar Shebekdusha? We can understand it perhaps because the Shechinah Shoreh on the hands of the Kohanim, the Aruch HaShulchan says something along these lines, and the Rav and the Drasha in the Nesiyas Kapayim talks about the experience of the Nesiyas Kapayim as the encounter with the Shechina, with the Kaddish Baruch Hu. Certainly we can conceptualize Birchas Kohanim as Davar Shebekdusha. But it's interesting that the Rishonim seem to give other reasons for why Birchas Kohanim needs a minyan. If you look on sheet number 3 in the Emek Bracha, he quotes the Ran, which I don't have here for you, but the Ran says in Megillah, I'm sorry? Yeah, he's quoting the Ran. Yeah, he quotes the Ran. I don't have the Ran in its original. Kasav Haran, he says, that the reason you require a Sara is because of Davar Shebekdusha, and he just extends the Drash of the Gemara one step more. We have the Pasuk of Kosav Baruch Hu es B'nei Yisrael, and we have the Pasuk V'nikdashti B'soch B'nei Yisrael. And therefore, just as we know V'nikdashti B'soch B'nei Yisrael, you require a minyan, so Kosav Baruch Hu es B'nei Yisrael is Birchas Kohanim, requires a minyan. Then the Ran says, Umiyu Kohani Asmachta, Asmachta V'almanim. This is merely an Asmachta, Midoraisa, you don't require a Sara from Birchas Kohanim. And then if you notice, he quotes the Rashba. The Rashba says that the reason why you need a minyan, a Sara for Birchas Kohanim, is because of Askaras Hashem. You're mentioning the Shem, and the Mikdash was Shem HaMefarash, here it's not Shem HaMefarash, but Askaras Hashem, in the context of bracha, requires the status of a minyan. But again, it sounds like it's only midrabanan, the technical reason midrabanan. And here, the Emek Bracha, Talmud of the Briska Rav, asks a very fundamental question. In light of everything we've been discussing, that Birchas Kohanim is a function of avoda and a function of tefillah, And as Tosis pointed out in Sota and Daf Lamed Ches, when we say Avoda, we mean Avodas Tzibur. When the Gemara said that Aaron is a source for Birchas Kohen in the Pasuk in Shemini, and Rav Nosson says, Ima Hasam Kohen Gadol Rosh Chodesh Avodas Tzibur, should you then require Kohen Gadol Rosh Chodesh Avodas Tzibur, Tosis pointed out there in Sota that it's only Kohen Gadol Rosh Chodesh that Rav Yonasan means to challenge. But the fact that Avodas Tzibur is part and parcel of Birchas Kohanim, that's a given, that's an assumption, because we only find Birchas Kohanim done in the Mikdash in the context of the Tamid Shoshachar. And Tosfos holds it was also Tamid Shoshachar Harbaim and Musafin. But what they all have in common is Avodas Tzibur. If we assume that Birchas Kohanim as a mitzvah in HaTorah requires Avodas Tzibur, and we assume that Birchas Kohanim the Gvulin outside the Mikdash is a Kiyum Mitzvah or a Chiyuv Mitzvah min HaTorah, then the only conclusion is that Tefillah is a Kiyum of Avodas Tzibur. And he says it is, because even if the Chiyuv Tefillah is Midrabanan, because the Ramban holds that the Chiyuv Tefillah is not Midaraisa like the Ramban, but Midrabanan, but the act of Tefillah, the performance of Tefillah, is a fulfillment of Avodas Tzibur. Given this assumption, the Emek Bracha asks, then why do we need this reason of the Ran and the Rajba, which are just Midrabanan? Shouldn't you require a minyan because you need Avodas Tzibur? And Birchas Kohanim can only be performed as a mitzvah in HaTorah in the context of Avodas Tzibur. So of course you need 10 because you need Avodas Tzibur. And he basically concedes this point and said the answer is because if you just went with the Svara of Avodas Tzibur, if you just required Avodas Tzibur to do Birchas Kohanim, then as long as you had the minyan for the course of the Tefillah, even if you no longer had the minyan when you began Nesias Kapayim, you could do the Nesias Kapayim without a minyan, because the Birchas Kohanim is serving the Avodas Tzibur, the Tefillah. The Tefillah was done in accordance with the minyan, with the minyan. That's what he says here, v'nira, the imishim Avodas Tzibur, ein sarich hasara el bishat ha-Tefillah, at samoch nesias kapayim, aval b'shas nesias kapayim mamash sulo tzarech hasara. The shapir mikri shas avoda. It's called that you're doing the birchas kohanim in the context of avoda. Kevan de ad hashda hayakan tzibur shehispalu ba'asara. Since you had a minion here up until this point, elad mishum din davish abekdusha o askaras hashem tzarech gam kein b'shas nesias kapayim asara. What emerges, though, from the Emek Bracha is this basic assumption that we saw in the Yerushalmi. Ein Nesias Kapayim below Tefillah. Nesias Kapayim is a function of Tefillah because it's a function of Avodah. You can't have the mitzvah of Nesias Kapayim if it's not in the context of Avodah Tzibur. Except that you also need Asara, the Shas Nesias Kapayim itself. And that's why we have to come on to all these other reasons that the Ran and the Rajba say to require a minyan for the performance of the mitzvah of Nesias Kapayim over and above the requirement that you need a minyan of Avodas Tzibur for the context for the mitzvah of Nesias Kapayim. So I think this is something very basic that we have to start off with, just knowing the fundamental link between Nesias Kapayim and Tefillah. Now, in terms of the specific structure of the Tefillah and where the Nesias Kapayim was positioned in the Shmona Esrei, we have the famous Gemara in Megillah on page number 4. The Gemara here is going through the Seder Brachos of Shmona Esrei. It tells us the Kevan Shebas Tefillah Bas Avoda on the fourth line. After Shema Kolenu comes the Tefillah, the Bracha of Tzei, Shenemar, Oseihem, Vizivchehem, Leratzon HaMizbechi. This is now Avoda. The Kevan Shebas Avoda Bas Atoda. With Avoda comes the Tefillah of Modim, the Bracha of Modim, Shenema Zabeach Toda Yichad Nani. Umar Ra'u Roma Birchas Kohanim Achar Hoda. And why I mentioned Birchas Kohanim, why do we do Birchas Kohanim now? Yichsir Vayisa Aaron Es Yoda Bel Ha'am Vayivarachim Vayered Me'asos Achatos Vala Vashlamim. Aaron performed Birchas Kohanim in the context of Avoda. Vayered Me'asos Achatos Vala Vashlamim. Now the Gemara asks, Eima Kodem Avoda? If you look at the sequence of the Pasuk, it sounds like first he Dochind and then he did Avoda. So we should have put Birchas Kohanim prior to Ritzei. Answers the Gemara, lo sakadaitach. You can't say that. Yichsiv vayered me'asos hachatos, miksiv la'asos me'asos. In other words, he had already done it, he had already performed avoda at the time that he did birchas kohanim, so we have birchas kohanim after it, say not before. Now the Gemara asks, v'leimra achar ho'avoda, why wait till after modim, till after the bracha of avoda? Why not have birchas kohanim right after it, say? Lo sal kedaitach, answers the Gemara, dechsiv zavech toda, right after Ritzei, right after Avoda comes Hodah, based on the pasuk in Tehillim, Zaveach Todah Yechadinani. My chadish asks the Gemara, the Samchis Ahai, Smoch Ahai, why rely on the pasuk that puts Todah right after Avoda? Why not place Birchas Kohanim right after Avoda? Mestavra answers the Gemara, Avoda, Behodah, Chadam Nosehi, because Avoda and Hodah are like one. Todah complements avoda, and as Rashi here explains, because hodah is itself a form of avoda of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hakaras HaTov, acknowledging HaKadosh Baruch Hu for everything he does, is really a form of avoda, and therefore the two must go together. And once you have the completion of avoda, which is hodah, now you can position Birchas Kohanim, which follows. Why do we have the final bracha of Sim Shalom? The bracha of Birchas Kohanim is Hashem's bracha, which is Shalom. Bracha Dagash Bracha Shalom. Hashem Yivarech Esamu Vashalom. And that's, of course, also the concluding bracha of Birchas Kohanim. This is essentially the Gemara that is a source for the positioning of the Birchas Kohanim within the Shemona Esrei. Let's now think about the Seder Nesias Kapayim from beginning to end with the nitty-gritty details. And this is where it gets a little bit tedious, but we have to try to plow through it. The Seder Nesias Kapayim would begin with what? Where did the Kohanim begin the preparation for Birchas Kohanim or the Ritzei? The Haschara Birchas Kohanim is Ritzei. In truth, there's a hachana before that. What do I mean, the hachana? What must they do in order to get ready at Ritzei? They have to have ready, wash their hands. We don't have time to get into that, but that's also the Gemara on Daf Lamed Tes, where the Gemara says, Kol Kohen Shelo Natal Yadav Lo Yisa Es Kafa. A Kohen has to wash his hands before Duchening. Just to mention very on the side, the Rashi and the Tosfos and the Rambam disagree about the Chiyuv of Netilas Yadayim. Is it a mitzvah per se to do Netilas Yadayim, or is it only a halacha that if your hands are not clean, you can't duchen with unclean hands? And nafkamina would be, if you washed in the morning and they never became dirty after that, could you rely on the Netilas Yadayim of Shachris, or do you nevertheless require a new special Netilas Yadayim right before duchening? But this is all the hachana stage of Birchas Kohanim. Also the halacha that they remove their shoes, we're not going to get into that, the Gemara further on Daf Mem, the reasons for that. But in terms of the formal mitzvah Birchas Kohanim, the crucial moment is Ritzei. That's where the Chiyuv begins. We read the Gemara earlier on Daf Lamed Ches on the days, we don't have it here. Kol Kohen she'eino oleh ba'avoda, shuv eino oleh. Rav Shuv Levi established the obligation of the Kohanim to begin moving toward the Duchan at Ritzei. They don't have to arrive at Ritzei, but they have to start moving Akiras Raglayim at Ritzei. If they remain still and the Chazan concludes the Bracha of Ritzei HaMagdash Kinasa Ritzion, they're not allowed to do Avoda, they're not allowed to do Birchas Kohanim afterwards. So Ritzei is the critical moment. We also mentioned, and this will come up a little later, according to the Ran, the Kriya of Kohanim takes place prior to Ritzei. Since this is the Haskalah of the Chiyuv, this is where the Chiyuv begins, that's where the Kohanim are announced. They're invited to Duchan Kohanim, and the response is that they go up to the Duchan. We don't do that. We don't have the Kriya of Kohanim until later, but nevertheless, this is the Haskalah of the Chiyuv. We also mentioned in earlier Shir the question of the Magen Avram and the Yavit, if you have a Kohen who didn't move at Ritzei and then remained in the shul and was there when they did announce Kohanim and he didn't go up, does he violate an assay by not going up with Duchan? He can't go up with Duchan. His hands are tied or his feet are tied, literally. But does he violate an assay by not going up? In other words, according to the Magen Avraham, he's exempt. Because he didn't go up at Ritzay, he's not included, and he doesn't violate Nasay. According to the Yaivitz, no. The fact that this was also a part of the Chiyuv, and just the fact that he didn't move at that moment, and later on, he didn't leave the shul, and he's there when they duchen, that itself puts him in violation of the Asay. Clearly, the time of Ritzay is a critical moment. As they're moving toward the duchen at Ritzay, the next point now in Seder Nesias Kapayim is the Tefillah of Yehi Ratzon. Here we have the Gemara on Daf Lamed Tes, Ki Akar Kare Mai Omar. When he's moving up L'duchan, what does he say? The Tefillah, the following Tefillah, Yehi Ratzon L'fanecha Hashem Elokeinu, She'teibrach Hazlu She'tzivisonu L'varech Esamcha Yisrael Lo Yeheba Michshol V'Avon. This is a tefillah that the Kohanim recite, as the Gemara says, Ki Akar Kare, as they are moving up with Duchan. This is how the Rambam quotes this din. You look on page 12a, the Rambam in Halacha Yudvei says, B'sha'ah she'kol kohen ole l'duchan, kishehu oke raglav lalos, as he is moving forward to the Duchan, omer yehiratzam l'fanecha, etc. However, Rashi learns otherwise. Does anyone have a Gemara Sota? Because Rashi's earlier as well. If you look at Rashi over here, V'chi akar kare ba'avoda. Rashi says, quote, L'meisak, as he's going up, V'hu magzi apanav klapei teva, and he's facing the Aron Kodesh, Mai Omar, what does he say? What is the implication from Rashi? When does he say the Yehi Ratzon? Not as he's walking up, but when he's already up in front of the Aron Kodesh. This is also the sense that one gets from Rashi on Amud Beis. If you look on 5a, you have here the Seder Nesias Kapayim for Rashi, which begins about three lines after the lines get thin. Yesh Lomod Mikan Seder Nesias Kapayim Kachu. Okay, Raga Baboda Mimkomo Ubalith Neateva. Rashi has him going already to the Aron Kodesh. He's already standing by the Aron Kodesh. Umispalel Yehi Ratzon Shete Brachazu, etc. Kidra El. When does he say the Tefillah according to Rashi? When he's already up in front of the Aron Kodesh. And the Rashi adds another interesting point. Umariach Ba Achetichra Amen Shavoda Mipitzibur. Rashi adds that he should draw out the tefillah until the conclusion of the Birchas Hodah of the Chazan, and so that they conclude together. The reason for this could be one of two things. Either because you want this tefillah to be as close as possible to Birchas Kohanim, you don't want to stop the tefillah a second before you have to, so as soon as the Shatz is finishing Tov Shimcha Chanai L'Hodos, is going to come the call of Kohanim. So you want to be involved in your Yehi Ratzon up to the last moment. That's one of the reasons that's given. The other reason that the Bach gives is because you want the Amen from the Tzibur, which covers the Birchas Hodah of the Chazan, not just to refer to the Birchas Hodah, but to also go on the Yehi Ratzon of the Kohanim. These are two reasons given. The Rambam and others don't mention this point. It's Rashi's own innovation that you should draw out the Yehi Ratzon until the end. Rashi earlier on Daf Lamed Ches also implies that the Yehi Ratzon is recited not as you're going up, but when you're up already. Rashi on Daf Lamed Ches, when the Gemara has a biased statement, it was Shnayim Kore Kohanim. I'm just going to re-quote the Rashi for you because you don't have it in the packet. Kishyesham Shnei Kohanim Levarech Shriach Tzibur Kishigam Abrichas Hodah Kore Osan Kohanim. The Shat says Kohanim, Bein Hofchim Penehem, and they turn around to face the Tzibur, Shahayu Hafuchim Letzad HaTeva, because originally they were turned toward the Aron. Rehispalel, to Davin. The Ha'aminan, or Hadi Aminan, they were davening what? That Tfila that we mentioned earlier, Yehi Ratzon L'fanecha Shnei Brachazu. They have to turn around toward the Tzibur, because up until now, what were they busy doing? saying the Hiratzon as they were facing the Aron Kodesh. Once again, Rashi is consistent. The Hiratzon is recited when they're already up. It's very interesting to note that the Meiri has something of a compromise view. The Meiri on page number 6 in Sota apparently has the Kohanim saying this Yehi Ratzon twice. Once as they're on their way up, and afterwards again when they're standing there waiting for the Chazan to finish the Berachat Todah. All the way on the left column, he has Seder, Nitzias Kapayim Bigvulin. He says, when the Shiach Tzibur says, Avoda, open HaKohanim Kmo Shehen, wherever they were, Ares Magrei and Ralos Leduchan. Umevarech Kol Echad B'Shas Akiraso Yehi Ratzon Lufanecha. As they are moving their feet, they recite Yehi Ratzon Shetei Bracha Zu, Shetei Yisanu, and so on. And a line down, V'Olim Leduchan, Penehem Lemul HaHechol. They stand there facing the Aron Kodesh, V'Acholeim Klapi Ha'am. That both same kufin with day, and the fifths are still closed. Umisparin beinam rebein asman bemein bracha shehis karnu, and then they daven to themselves a similar bracha to the one we just mentioned. The Meiri then has them saying a Yehi Ratzon again later on when they're standing before the Aron Kodesh. Of course, in the Shulchan Aruch, says it twice. Bemein bracha shehis karnu, just to connect what we saw yesterday. The Meiri pointed out that Rav Elazar ben Shammua, when he was prodding himself in the fact that Ron Nasasi Kapai Velo Bracha, which is why he says I was Zocha to longevity, to Arichas Yomim, one of the ways the Meiri explained that in Megillah was because he was Marich in these Brachos, in the Yehirat Zon, in the Ribono Shel Olam. That's what he means below Bracha. He refers to the Bracha of Yehirat Zon and Ribono Shel Olam, which itself implies the deep love and the devotion that he had to the Tzibur. So apparently, the more the better. If you can say it on your way up, you can say it while you're there, because that is a fulfillment of perhaps the Ahava. The more that you show your concern that you want the Tzibur to be fulfilled, the more Ahava you're expressing toward the Tzibur, and so enhances the mitzvah Birchas Kohanim. Of course, both opinions are cited in the Shulchan Aruch. If you look first at the Torah on page number 10, the Torah says, "Ukshaoke Ragov Ralos Omer Yehi Ratzon," and then you have in the parentheses of Pirish Rashi, "Shelo Yaskel B'Birchat Yehi Ratzon Ad Sheyare LeDuchan," "Ve'Od Yaskel B'Yarech Ba Ad Sheyichro Amin Shavoda Mipi Hatzibur." He quotes Rashi here in the parentheses, and in the Shulchan Aruch, on page number 11 in Sif Tes, the Mechaber says, "Kisha Okrim Kohanim Ragleim Ralos LeDuchan," and you have a parentheses of the Ramah, Rashi Vitosis Viran Kasvu, the Lo Yomar Oso Ad Amdo Lefnei HaTeva. The Mechaber sounds like the Rambam. As they're moving up, they say Yehi Ratzon Shetei Bracha Zu Shetei Yisanu Levarech Hashamcha Yisrael. Umarichim B'Tzila Zu, as Rashi says, Ad Sheyecha Amin Shodah Mipi HaTzibur. That he concludes like Rashi. Now it's very interesting to note what the Magen Avraham says over here in Yud Aleph. The Magen Avraham suggests that perhaps there's not much of a machlokas between the two positions. It all depends on the situation and on the shul and how long it took them to get up to the duchan. If you start moving at Ritzeh, you can get up there a lot later. You may end up still be walking to the duchan and they're already up to Modin. And what happens when the chazan says Modin? What does the tzibur do? It says Modin Drabana. Now, according to Rashi, that you're not saying the tefillah till you're up in front of the Aron Kodesh. And Rashi says you have to draw out the tefillah until the conclusion of the bracha. If so, when did you say the bracha? Before Modin Drabanan or after Modin Drabanan? After. You may have been up there before the end of the bracha of Ritzeh. You may be up there right away, but you're waiting because you have to draw out the bracha until after. So according to Rashi, you didn't begin Yehi Ratzon, and that's why Rashi says that Yehi Ratzon is recited when you're up there. However, according to the Rambam, if you're on your way up, then you're saying it already as you're walking. But the Magen Avraham suggests that there may not be such a machlokas, because he says it may take you such a long time to get up there that by the time you're already up in front of the Aron Kodesh, the Tzibur has already recited Modin Drabanan. So you are reciting Modin Drabanan as a Kohen on your way up. And then you're still not up there, and then you say Yehi Ratzon as you're going. If it's such a long walk for you, then you're saying Lodin Rabbana on your way, and you're saying the Hiratzan on your way. It's just two different scenarios, but not an essential machlokas. If you look in Yeralef in the Magen Avraham, this is what he says. Rashi v'ran v'tosvos kasvu she'en omer yihiratzan ad she'magia l'duchan v'tuavar ramam kasvu rashan ha'gemara. Says the Magen Avraham Yirali the dafka b'yin mehem she'akru b'ritzei the amru modin b'derech halichasan as they're going up to the duchan, that's when they said modin v'achakach yihiratzan. Now we're already there right away after Ritzei, or sometimes some Kohanim are even more of the reason they're there even before Ritzei. By the time you have Ritzei, they're standing on the Duchan already. If that's the case, Pshita, Shetzarachom, Atchila, Modin, and Mashviach Tzibor, Ve'achakach Omer Yihiratzon, Kidei Sheyisayim Oso Mashviach Tzibor. Although the Magen Avraham suggests this, if we look at the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch and the Gemara, it sounds like there's a special halacha to say the Yehi Ratzon as you're going up. It's not just because technically you're going to do Modin Rabbanan on your way up and then you'll do Yehi Ratzon. It sounds really that in the Ikar HaDin there's a concept of Aliyah L'Duchan as you're going up L'Duchan. It's part of the experience of Birchas Kohanim, the Aliyah L'Duchan. And that moment of Aliyah L'Duchan itself is ripe for the tefillah of Yehi Ratzon. That's what I would, the sense I would get from the Rambam. But the Magen Avraham suggests it's not such a major machlokas. Yes?
In fact, what you said about Rashi, as far as requiring them to be married until they say Amen at the end of Hodah.
Right.
So it seems that you could explain that it's simply to connect everything back to the Avodah. In other words, since they're here, based on the Pesukim in Shemini, is to be so much the Avodah, the way Aaron did. Aaron comes out from having done the Kabbalah, and immediately he comes out to the Avodah then. Therefore, they want to have a connection back. They started doing the duchening at, they didn't make the bracha, but they started their preparation for the bracha by being Olah Duchen by Ritzei. They say the bracha, they stop only because, they stop in order to make the new bracha after the Yamin of Hodah, because that's when it becomes available. Then it has the Meiri indicated in his Lashon that they would stop earlier because they couldn't start the actual bracha in the bracha.
So once again, what are you suggesting?
What they're doing is they're extending their bracha, their initial bracha before the Rechacha, they're extending it to the end of Hodah, so that you'll have a smichus between Avodah of Ritzei and the actual bracha of the Rechacha. That way they can still...
You're saying this is something of a bridge between the Ritzei, since Birchas Kohanim have to tie into Avodah, which is why they began moving at Ritzei. You're suggesting an interesting explanation for Rashi, that the Hiratzon is what bridges the Ritzei, which is the Aliyah L'Duchan, and the actual mitzvah Birchas Kohanim. Okay. Even according to the Rambam, you could suggest the very chiyuv of this bracha is really for the same reason. Rashi wants to extend it further to the end of Hodah, but the idea of the Aliyah L'Duchan, that's really the bridge, and you want to talk about Birchas Kohanim and the mispel of Birchas Kohanim at that moment, because it's part of the experience of Birchas Kohanim, which is bridging Ritzei to the mitzvah. Okay. So that's the first thing that happens. The Kohanim are saying Yehi Ratzon. The Chazan is now in the process of concluding Birchas Hodah. Now the Chazan concludes Birchas Hodah. What's the next thing that's going to happen? Now that he says Atov Shimcha Urcha Noi Rahodos, what's going to happen now? Well, yes, of course. But what specific aspect of Birchas Kohanim is now about to occur? We want to isolate every point by itself. So what is the next step here in the Seder Birchas Kohanim? There should be an announcement of Kohanim. That's the point we're up to. The Kriya of Kohanim. And as we discussed earlier, the Kriya of Kohanim is Me'ikar Hadin. It's derived from the Pasuk of Amor Elohim. The mitzvah of the Kohanim is dependent on Amar Lahem. At what point are they mechuyev? What triggers their chiyuv? Kad yemun lahon, as the Targum Onkelos says. Amar Lahem means at the time of Amar Lahem, that's where they become mechuyev in Kosev Baruch Hu. If they didn't hear the Kriya of Kohanim, they're not mevatel the mitzvah saseh. This is part and parcel of the Seder Nisiyas Kapayim, because this is the trigger of the chiyuv of the Kohanim to start blessing. Says the Gemara, let's go now to the Gemara in 5a, on the fourth line from the top. Amar Rav Zeira, Amar Rav Chisda. Ein hakore rashai likros kohanim ad sheyichre amen miti hatzibur. The kore, the one who's calling out kohanim, is not allowed to call kohanim until the point where amen is completely recited from the tzibur. In other words, the tzibur now said amen after the bracha of hodah. That's according to us, that the kohanim is being called out after hodah. Think for a second, according to the Ran, if you call out kohanim before it say, then what bracha then would have just been concluded? The bracha of Kedushat Hayom, of Yantif, or the bracha of Shema Kolenu, if it was a regular weekday. And at that point, there'd be kohanim after people answer amen to that bracha prior to its say. Let's work though with Rashi. We have the conclusion of the bracha of Hodah, Atov Shimcha Urcha Na'el Hodah. Everyone answers amen. It's only after everybody answers amen in the tzibur that the kore is allowed to announce kohanim. There are a number of things we need to look at here. First of all, who is this kore? Who is he? Who could he be? Who might he be? Either he's the shliach tzibur, Seder Shmona Esrei, he's the chadaras hashatz, he's the shliach tzibur. Or it doesn't say shliach tzibur, it says the kore. And if you look further on the Gemara with Seder Nesias Kapayim, it's not just that the Gemara uses the word kore as a substitute for shliach tzibur. The Gemara uses the word shliach tzibur as well. If we look further on in the Gemara, for example, Ve'ein HaKonim Hashem V'haskel B'bracha Ashiyach Adim M'pi HaKorei. Once again, Korei. Ve'ein HaTzibur Hashem L'am Es Amen. Okay, the next one. The Amr Av Zera Amr Av Chizda. See that? A few lines down. Ein HaKonim Hashem V'havzir K'nehem Min HaTzibur. They're not allowed to turn around. Ashiyachel Shriach Tzibur B'sim Shalom. Until the Shriach Tzibur starts Sim Shalom. That's when they turn around. Ve'ein HaShem Lakar Agreim V'Lelech. They can't go back to their places. Actually, Yigmar Shriach Tzibur Sim Shalom. So here the Gemara uses the phrase Shriach Tzibur. But when it comes to the Kohanim, the Kriya of Kohanim, we use the title Korei, and that's a little bit strange. Here we find a very fundamental machlokes. Who is it who announces Kohanim? What does Rashi say, first of all? Let's look at Rashi Seder Nesias Kapayim. Who calls Kohanim? What does Rashi say? Let's go back to where we were in Rashi. Rashi just says, "Umarich ba atchetechra amen shavodah mipi tzibur." They conclude their yihiratzon simultaneously with the bracha of hodah, with the tzibur. Then what does Rashi say? Right next to the Gilyon Hashas, "Ushriach tzibur kore kohanim im shnayim hen." Based on the halacha that you only have three of Kohanim, there are two, not if there are one. So the Rashi says, who calls out Kohanim? Shliach Tzibur. We look at the Rambam on page number 12. What is the Rambam's Shita? Rambam is on 12a rather, Halacha Ches. What's the Shitas HaRambam? Im haya kohen mevarech echad, maskil mevarech me'atzmo. If it's just one kohen, he has to start by himself. There's no prompting of kohanim. And then he says, shliach tzibur makra oso mila mila. And then the shliach tzibur will prompt him word by word. We'll see that in a moment. Kmo shamarnu. Hayushnayim o yoser. If there are two or more, einan maskilin mevarech, they don't begin brechas kohanim. Ad sheyikra lehem shliach tzibur v'omer lehem kohanim v'hein onim v'omim yivarechecha. Who is the one who prompts them with kohanim according to the Rambam? The shliach tzibur. However, Rabbeinu Tam disagrees. Rabbeinu Tam is quoted many places, first of all in Tosus Brachos, we will see on page number 7. The Mishnah here in Brachos Lamed Daled states that the person who is a chazan, ha'over lefnei ateva, that's the chazan. Ha'over lefnei ateva lo yana amen achar ha'kohanim lefnei atiruf. After each bracha of birchas kohanim, the tzibur responds amen. In the mikdash they didn't, but in gevurin, after every pasuk with the amen. Should the shliach tzibur be responding amen or not? So the Mishnah says he shouldn't respond amen, as Rashi explains, lo yana amen achar akonim hashat b'sof kol bracha ubracha b'pnei hatirus. What's the confusion here? Shlo titorev daito v'yitra. He'll get confused. L'fisha shat hu tzarech rahasnu bracha shniya. Because the shliach tzibur has to prompt the kohanim for every word. We'll get to that in a moment, where that comes from. But it's not just the initial kohanim that the kohanim get prompted. With kohanim, they get prompted for every word. Maybe the first word, yivarechacha, as well, maybe not. But after that, there seems to be a consensus that the shat or somebody calls out every word. Since he has to call out every word, we don't want him to get confused. If he answers amen, he might get disconcerted and lose his own place where he has to call the kohanim out, what word. Therefore, if they have tiruf, because of the confusion of becoming disoriented, ranoso amen lo yuchal l'chavein maher, he won't be able to concentrate quickly, l'haskel b'bracha shel acharon. Tosfos asks the basic question. Lo yana amen achal konim v'nei tiruf, teima tepegrei b'mafsik tefila imona amen. Why do you have to create a new reason? Because he'll get confused. The reason why he can't answer amen is because of hefsek. He's a shliach tzibur, it's chazaras hashat. If you say amen after birchas kohanim, you're mafsik in the tefila. So Tosfos says v'yeshu amar, le'achas shelo amar haytaima, since the Gemara doesn't give the reason of hefsek, shma mina, da'anias amen lo chashiv le'hafsaka. To answer amen after birchas kohanim is not a hefsek. Why? Because it's tzorech tefila. To answer amen after birchas kohanim, since birchas kohanim is itself integrated into the seder tefila, to respond amen is itself seder tefila. It's not a hefsek. Me'achas tzorech tefila. Fine, that's in terms of amen. But now Tosfos addresses the kriya of kohanim. Why would the chazan, or the shatz I should say, why would the shatz not be able to call kohanim? Because of what consideration? Because of hefsek. Avalikros kohanim v'duchan, omer Rabbeinu Tam, she'en shliach tzibur yachal l'kolam. He's not allowed to call the chashiv havsaka l'tzila. For the shliach tzibur to call kohanim would be a hefsek im kolam. Rather, who should call kohanim? Echad b'bnei ha-kohol kohanim. One of the people in the tzibur should call kohanim. V'had amina b'sota, when the Gemara says, in sota v'shnayim korei kohanim, who is it that calls kohanim? Korei, not the shliach tzibur, rav ha-shliach tzibur korei, ela achazan, on someone who's designated as the appointee of the tzibur, he's the shamish, he's the president, whatever he may be, he's the designated appointee of the tzibur, not the shliach tzibur. Kiletanya b'sifri amor lahem, melamed she'achazan omor lahem imru. One of the sources that we need a kriya of kohanim is a pasuk amor lahem, that the chazan says imru. Who is the chazan, says Rabbeinu Tam? Not the shliach tzibur. Rather, he's the misasek b'tzarchi tzibur, the person who's involved with attending to the needs of the congregation. The Gemara in Sota sounds that way as well. The Meikara Kama originally starts off, Eina Kohanim Hashem Rahaskal Bebracha Atshiyecha Dibor Mipi HaKoreh. They can't, that's the next thing that we'll read, they can't begin their bracha until the word leaves the mouth of the Koreh, meaning the one who reads Kohan. And then it says, Ein Shliach Tzibur Rashai, further on. Mashma Dishnayim Hayu. The Yesh Shehayu Rotsim Lomar. Now this is in terms of Kohanim. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, who is it that says Kohanim? Some other appointee, not the Shliach Tzibur. Some argue that not only should the Shliach Tzibur not say Kohanim, he shouldn't be prompting them for each word either. By extension, it's also a hefsek. Yesh Shehayu Rotsim Lomar, Dikmokin Ein Shatz Vashoy V'Hakros Yivarechecho L'Kohanim. Dikmokin Havi Hefseka. On this, Tosfos says no. Rabbeinu Yehuda Piresh, the behavior yesh ben medish tamis diseros bechaseros omolehem melamit sheshliach sibur omolehem al kol dibur v'dibur. That's not a hefsek. We'll get to that again in a moment when it comes to word by word. But in terms of the kohanim, according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's got to be someone else. Now Tosfos has a way out. Chen yesh rotsim lahatir l'shliach sibur atz molikros kohanim afigu l'pir Rabbeinu Tam. There's a way to allow the shliach sibur to say kohanim, and it won't be a hefnik. What's that? If the Shliach Tzibur says the paragraph of Elkeinu Lekev Lefeinu, which is itself Seder HaTzvila. The only thing is, when is it normally said? When there's no Birchas Kohanim. But if the custom has become to say Elkeinu Lekev Lefeinu even when there is Birchas Kohanim, all the Shliach Tzibur is doing is reading a paragraph, a Tzvila. And if he says the word Kohanim in the context of the paragraph, Elkeinu Lekev Lefeinu, that certainly would not constitute a hefsek. That's what Tosfos says here. What do we see from our statement? That the Kore can't say Kohanim until after Hatov Shimcha Uchanoi Lahodos. There was no paragraph of Okeinu Lekev Aseinu. As soon as the bracha ended and everyone said Amen, what would happen then? Kohanim. Then we have a problem of hefsek, according to Rabbeinu Tam, if the Shliach Tzibur said Kohanim. But if it is the minhag as we do it, that the Shliach Tzibur says Elkeinu Lekev Aseinu, if so, it's no longer a hefsek. Alma mashma from the Gemara, you see, Shloha Yomim El Kohanim Miyad. Avu Akshav Shehurga Lomar Elkeinu V'Lashem Bracha Utzila. Ein Zu Hefsek. It's no worse than Anias Amen where we said it's Seder HaTzvila, it's not a Hefsek, as we started here in the Tosfos. If so, if the Shliach Tzibur says a whole paragraph, then also it's not a Hefsek. Tosfos doesn't say anything about saying this paragraph lower than the rest of the Chazaras HaShas. He says he just say the paragraph, and when you get to Kohanim, that will be the trigger for Kohanim. However, if you look at the tour, B'Shem Maram Rutenberg, he has a minhag of saying Elkeinu Lekev Aseinu as a Shliach Tzibur lower, and when you get to Kohanim, then you raise your voice. So it's again not a hefsek because you have the whole paragraph, but you don't want to publicize this paragraph to make it really loud because you really don't need it. On the other hand, you want to get around the problem of hefsek and you want the Shliach Tzibur to say Kohanim. This is what he came up with. Well, yeah, if you're not going to have Okeinu Lekev Aseinu, you just have the Kriya of Kohanim, what we keep seeing is at that point the Kohen simply starts on his own. However, if you're just saying Seder HaTzvila, correct, then you're just saying Kohanim as part of the paragraph, then you could be saying that even with Kohen Achad. We'll see. Because there's no Hefsek, correct. So then you just have the Kohen start on his own. Correct. But on the other hand, once it's become an accepted practice to say it, so then maybe you could just say it as Seder HaTzvila. I think there are different minhagim.
We don't ordinarily say it on Zohar.
Even to this very day, there are some shuls, and we'll see that Ramah brings both minhagim. There are some places where, as soon as you get to a Tov Shimcha Uchanoi Lahodos, there'll be Kohanim. And it'll either be the Shat, or it'll be a Koreh. But there won't be any paragraph. We can't look at it. It'll be Kohanim. And at that point, you have the Birchas HaMitzvah, and you have the Dochenim. It's not because it was not instituted for situations where you have Birchas Kohanim done. It's only there as a substitute. We don't have the real Birchas Kohanim, so therefore I ask you, Elkeinu Lekev Aseinu, Bracheinu Vavracha Mishureshet. But if you have the Birchas Kohanim performed right in front of your eyes, all you need is to just do the Birchas Kohanim. There's no reason to request. So some shuls, they do that directly. They just have Kohanim, and they go right into Birchas Kohanim. In other shuls, they'll do as you've noticed, where they'll have the Shat say, Elkeinu Lekev Aseinu. This is how the Torah quotes here on page number 10a. The second line, Olim Leduchan Ve'omdim Sham Pneim Lemur HaHechol V'Achoreihem Tlapei Ha'am. They stand there by the Aron Kodesh Ve'Esboseihem Kipufin V'Toch Kapeihem with their fists closed Ad Sheshviach Tzibur Mesayim Modim. The Oz and Hem Shnayim Korei Lehem Kohanim. If there are two, then he calls Kohanim U'Machzirim Pneim Tlapei Ha'am, and then they turn around. V'Himu Echad Ein Korei Lo. Then no one calls out. Elohu Atzmo Machzir Panav. Now he quotes Rabbeinu Tam, because of Rabbeinu Tam, she'en lo Shliach Tzibur gehafsik likros Kohanim. Da'avi hafsik betoch hatfila. Shliach Tzibur shouldn't be mafsik, elo chazan ha'kneses. Pirush ha'mune al kod tzarchi beis ha'kneses kore. Yeah. Because of Rabbeinu Peretz, b'shem Rabbeinu Tam, She'en shliach tzibur omer okeinu mokeinu v'seinu b'racheinu b'bracha. No one should say that. Elam miyad kishu yisayin modin kori hachazan kohanim. But the Rish says no, dafka lehem in the Gemara's time. Shelo ha'i regilem lomer okeinu mokeinu v'seinu. I will achshav she'shliach tzibur ragil omer b'chol pam v'tzibur all the time. Gam kishu koinim nosin tapeyem. Nachon lomer. V'chein ha'i noeg rav mirutenberg. On 10b, kishel hayahushliach tzibur hayomer belachas okein v'kev v'seinu ad kohanim. The omer kohanim b'kol ram kidei v'kos osam. When he gets to that word, he's using it both as the seder of the tefila and also as a prompt for the kohanim. And then he says he concludes the paragraph the omer kohanim v'omer am kidei shachar kamor belachas. Yeah. Again, the reason why this may not be such a good idea is because El Kinnu V'Kev HaSeinu may not have been instituted except for where you don't have Birkas Kohanim. We don't have time to look at it, but if you look in our Ghost Maimonios in the bottom of the Rambam on page 12a, he has this discussion between him and his Rebbe, and his Rebbe originally did this practice. I think it's actually the Maharami Rutenberg that he said El Kinnu V'Kev HaSeinu, then he said it quietly, then he said Kohanim out loud, and he challenged him by saying, we did institute Okeinu Mokeinu V'Seinu if you're doing Birkas Kohanim. How does Shulchan Aruch Paskin on page number 11? Halacha Yud Omdim B'Duchan Pneim Klapi HaHechol V'Achareim Klapi HaOm V'Etzbos Seim Fufos V'Toch Kapehen. Their fingers are closed, their fists are closed. Ad Sheshat V'Sayim Modim V'Adim Heim Shnayim Kor Yolahem. Do we read the parentheses or do we not? Ikori lahem hashat kohanim. Someone didn't like the word shat, it got the Rav, the minhagi hagra. The gra sides with Rabbeinu Tam, but doesn't like the idea of saying the paragraph okeinu mokeinu v'seinu. In kuf samaches on the top, lo yomer hashat okeinu mokeinu v'seinu. Rab tekev kishemisayim hashat ulchad noel lahodos va'onim hatzibur amen. Korei hachazan haosek b'tzarchei tzibur kohanim. Not the shliach tzibur, but as Rabbi Otan has it. Some chazan, some Kohanim, announce Kohanim. Kohanim, announce Kohanim, and you should not have the shots repeating Okeinu v'Kev Hoseinu. And this, I think, is also the practice in Eretz Yisrael at Hayom, where you simply have someone calling out Kohanim, but not the Shiach Tzibur, nor does the Shiach Tzibur recite the parag of Okeinu v'Kev Hoseinu. And if I'm not mistaken, there are various minhagim here as well. Some places you have Okeinu v'Kev Hoseinu recited by the shots, others you don't. Well, that's a separate, right. Then certainly you have another person. Perhaps there's something here to be analyzed in terms of the trigger for the mitzvah Birchas Kohanim. What is the issue at stake? According to, well, on one level, it's a question of hefsek. In other words, according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's a hefsek, because the shatz, this is not really the seder of the tefillah. It's simply something that's necessary in order for the Kohanim to be mechuyev to bless. Therefore, the shatz shouldn't say Kohanim, you need someone else. The Amen, that's a Seder of Birchat Kohanim, that could be called Seder HaTzvila, but not Kriya of Kohanim, that's not Seder HaTzvila. But on the other hand, Rashi and the Rambam, Shulchan Aruch, seem to hold that the Shatz can call Kohanim. The Kriya of Kohanim is the Tzibur which demands and summons the Kohanim to do their mitzvah. If it's the Tzibur, we need someone who's officially representing the Tzibur. Perhaps this is something I think the Rav had suggested, perhaps that the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch and Rashi hold that the only person who's qualified to represent the Tzibur in the context of the Tefillah is the Shliach Tzibur. Because this is a chiyuv of the Tzibur. You need someone to represent the Tzibur in this mitzvah, Kriyat Kohanim. It has to be the Chazan. It can't be anybody else. And others say no. As long as you have someone who's a designated Mimuneh on the Tzibur, the Chazan, he can qualify as well. It's interesting that the Russian of Tosus and Brachus was Echad Mehat Tzibur. It didn't have to even be the Chazan. And it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch in Sif Beis that in terms of being over the mitzvah of Birchas Kohanim, even if someone tells him to wash his hands, that might also qualify as Kohanim. That extends it even further, that you don't even need any official designated appointee. Even an individual in the Tzibur could also qualify. In the Me'iri and Megillah, you get the sense that it has to be someone who represents the Tzibur. Perhaps one of the issues here that's going on is who is qualified to represent the Tzibur? Does it have to be a Chazan, or can it even be a Koret? The only thing is, I think that the Rabban writes in the Tshuva that it's preferable to have the Shliach Tzibur do it, but if you want the Koret to do it, fine. So apparently this far of the Rav will not explain the Rambam. It could work for Rashi, but if the Rambam holds that you could have anybody doing it, it's just that the Ramot, it's not a hefsek to say Kohanim. But it doesn't have to be the Shatz. It could be the Shatz, and it might as well be the Shatz, because he's doing the Chazaras HaShatz in any case. So much for the Kriya of Kohanim. Once again, when do they call out Kohanim? According to the Ran's Shita, this was all done before Ritzei. According to Rashi, it's done after Birchas Hodah. And the Gemara says that when is it done? After the Amen is recited by the Tzibur. Why do you have to wait until Amen is recited? Why does he have to wait the extra second until Amen? What's that? Well, the Amen went on the Yehi Ratzon, but now we have the Kohanim, whoever it is, the Shatz, the Korei, but he has to wait the extra second until the Tzibur says Amen. Why? He's calling it for the Tzibur, so they have to be part of this Kriya.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Tosfos just takes it as a technical idea. Tosfos here on Lamed, on 5a, the Gemara Sota, Lamed Tes of his days, it's simply a function of having to hear it. And this idea of Trei Kali Lo Mishtami, you have to hear, and that may be in line with what you're saying, they have to hear Kohanim because they are really part of this Kriya. It's the Tzibur that's doing it. It fits very nicely. It's the Kriya of the Tzibur, they have to hear the Kohanim. Okay. It could also be that it's the Seder Nesias Kapayim requires that after Birchas Hodah, let's wait, alright, I remember the Rav said something and it slipped my mind what he said. He had another reason for why you have to wait till after the Amen, but I don't remember. If I can reconstruct it later, I'll mention it. Okay. Now the Gemara continues, the next point. Ein HaKohanim Rashayim lahasil bibracha. So we just said, Ena kori rashay likros kohanim, ad sheyecha amin mipi hatzibur. Now, the next step is, Ein hakohanim rashayim lahasil bibracha, ad sheyecha dibur mipi hakorei. The kohanim can't begin their bracha until the word leaves the mouth of the korei. There are a number of ways that we can interpret this. What do you think? What is the bracha being referred to here? We mentioned this yesterday briefly as well. What is the dibur being referred to here? What is the thing that we just had before? We had the dibur of what? Of kohanim. Whether it's the korei, the shatz. So presumably the dibur here would be kohanim. Let's assume dibur is kohanim. So the Gemara is saying, Ena kohanim ashoim lahasto bibracha ad sheyecha dibur mipi hakorei. So what is he saying? The kohanim can't begin what? The bracha, what bracha? Okay, the birchas hamitzvah, birchas kohanim, let's assume that that's part of the seder nesias kapayim, it's a chiyuv bracha, they can't start a shekid shanu until the korei says kohanim. So what you have then is the korei says kohanim. And then, what does the kohen do? What do the kohanim do? They respond by the bracha. When do they turn around? What does Rashi say? Let's look at Rashi. We'll learn the Gemara that way. What does it mean? The Korei says Kohanim, and then after he says Kohanim, the Kohanim recite the Birchas HaMitzvah. What do? They turn around first and then do the Birchas HaMitzvah, or do they do the Birchas HaMitzvah as they're facing the Aron Kodesh? What does Rashi say? You get a sense from Rashi.
Turn around first.
Yeah. You don't see it here quite as clearly, but you do see that in Rashi earlier on Daf Lamed Ches. Rashi on Lamed Ches says the following: Shnayim kori kohanim kishiyesham shnei kohanim levarech. Siyach tzibur kishigama birchas hoda koreos and kohanim vehen hofchin pneihem shahayu hafuchin letzad hatevel his palel. So as soon as he says kohanim, they turn around, and so they recite the bracha when they're facing the tzibur. The Rambam holds differently. The Rambam holds that they say the birchas hamitzvah when they're facing the Aron Kodesh. The Rambam on page 12a. In Halacha Yud Beis, the Rambam says here in the middle, the Kodem Sheyachzir Panav Levarech Es Ha'an. Before he turns to face the people, Mevarech Brachat Hashem Okein Malcholam Shekid Shan B'Kedushas Hashalayim V'Tzivanu. And then he turns around and begins to bless them. What's not clear in the Rambam is when you have Kohanim. The Rambam is not clear when you had Kohanim. Was Kohanim already announced before? Or is Kohanim not announced until after he turns around and after he made his bracha, which is an interesting possibility. Earlier the Rambam says, in Halacha Ches, go back to Ches, the Rambam says if there were two or more, they don't begin to bless Ach Yikro Lehem Shiach Sibur V'om Lehem Kohanim V'heim Onim V'omim Yivarechecha, and then they respond with Yivarechecha. According to the Rambam, there's no prompting of Yivarechecha. But the Rambam says if there were two or more, they can't begin until he says Kohanim. He doesn't say when the Kohanim was announced. Then in Halacha Yud Beis, he says that they recite the Birchas HaMitzvah when they're facing the Aron Kodesh, and then they turn around to the Tzibur and they bless them. So was Kohanim already announced when they were facing the Aron Kodesh? And then in response to Kohanim, they said the Bracha, and then they turn around, and then they start Yivarechecha? Is that a possibility? Or do they say the Bracha on their own facing the Aron Kodesh, and then they turn around, and then comes Kohanim, and then they start Yivarechecha? Again, there's no Yivarechecha from the Chazan, according to the Rambam. He doesn't prompt them for the first word. So what we have to reconstruct, according to the Rambam, is the Kriya of Kohanim, When was that? Was that before the bracha? Because according to the Rambam, they made the bracha facing the Aron Kodesh. And then they turned around and they said, Yivarechecha? Or was it not until after they turned around? And that's when they said Kohanim, and that's when they began Yivarechecha. Not clear. Yeah?
What is the Quran says that
So the Dibor, according to the Ran, it has to be, there's a different way to learn the Gemara. Just wait, we'll see. Yeah, the Ran quotes two different pshat in the Gemara. He'll have to, that pshat in the Ran, we'll have to learn differently in this Gemara. Again, this is just one of different ways to understand the Gemara. What's the Gemara's expression? Ein ha-kohanim ha-shoyim v'haschil bibracha ad she-yichre dibor mipi ha-koreh. Right now we're suggesting that this means that the kohanim can't begin asher kidshanu, the birchas ha-mitzvah, until after kohanim. According to Rashi, that means that after you hear kohanim, they turn around and then they make the bracha. According to the Rambam, we know that they faced the Aron Kodesh when they made the bracha, but it's not clear when there was a kriya of Kohanim. How do we paskin? When do you make the bracha? When you're facing the Aron Kodesh or when you're facing the Tzibur? What? Okay, it's interesting. If you look at the, okay, what does the tour say? Let's look at the tour. Page 10b. Kishemachzirim pneihem chapi ha'am. Now, actually, on number 10a, the Torah says, "Shiach tzibur kore lehem kohanim umachzirim pneihem chapi ha'am." You get the sense that as soon as they hear kohanim, they immediately turn around to face the tzibur. As soon as they hear kohanim, and then on 10b, ukshemachzirim pneihem chapi ha'am mevarchis. So, when do they make the bracha? Facing the Tzibur or facing the Aron Kodesh? Facing the Tzibur. They first turn around. Kohanim, they turn around, and then they make the bracha. However, as we saw, the Rambam says differently. If you look at the Shulchan Aruch, I'm sorry? What do we do? A very interesting thing that we do. What we do is, we'll just look at the Mechaber for a second, and then we'll talk about what we do. In page 11, the Mechaber says basically the same expression as the Tur. In Sif Yodi says Magzirim Pneim Klapi Ha'am, and then in Yalach Yirav Kishen Magzirim Pneim Klapi Ha'am Mevarchem Asher Kidshanu. Once again, it's mashma that first you turned around, and then you make the bracha. There are those who want to understand the Shulchan Aruch differently, but I think the simple phrase of the Shulchan Aruch here in Yirav sounds like you made the turn first, and then you made the bracha. The Mishnah Berurah quotes an interesting shara. And this is what a lot of Kohanim do. The Aruch HaShulchan says it doesn't make any sense, but this is what a lot of people do, and this is how the Art School also has it. So now it's even more common to do it this way. But, which is the following. He says that what you have is that you have half the bracha recited when you're facing the Aron, and then you have the other half recited when they turn around. So you can basically have both. Basically, you're doing both, but you're doing nobody, because you're half the bracha facing the Aron HaKodesh, and half the bracha when you're facing the Tzibur.
In a way, you can
read that into As you're turning. No, but when this really comes from the desire to make a pshara between the two shittas. This is how the Mishnah Berurah quotes in Sipkat and Mem. Yeah, v'amidaktik in yosim yidei shneihem, dahaynu shemaschilin habracha ba'otzer pneim kapi ha'echal, u'betoch habracha ma'zim pneim kapi ha'am v'gomim. At what point in the bracha, according to this minhag, at what point do you turn? So what most people do is at Vitzivanu, which is what the Ben Ish Chai says to do before the word Be'ahava. But most people do is at Vitzivanu. As I mentioned, Aruch HaShulchan says it's very, very strange to even think about doing it. And the Rav also, I heard in the shir of his, says it doesn't sound right. It's like either go like one or go like the other. Turn around first and then make the bracha. What does this really depend on? Why would Rashi say that you have to first turn around? Why? Why would it be problematic to be making the bracha when you're facing the Aron Kodesh and then first turn around after the bracha? What?
As a possible svara,
okay, it would be
that you're caught between two problems. You want to make the bracha over the Aron and you want to make it somewhat limited. So therefore, if you're making it while you're still facing that, while you're still facing the aura, it says for sure, but you're doing it before the mitzvah is done. However, if you
So you basically said it right now. The halacha is you make a bracha over lasiyas, but not over de over. You don't want a hefzik between the bracha and the mitzvah. We know the mitzvah has to be done panim keneged panim. That's part of the mitzvah. If they bless and they're facing your own kodesh, you're having mekayim birchas kohanim. If you make the bracha facing the aron, and then first after the bracha you turn around, that's called over de over. You want the bracha as close to the mitzvah as possible. So the logical thing to do would be to turn around and then make the bracha. And that's Rashi's teaching.
I mean, that doesn't work for Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah said you're being Yosei Deshtehen if you do it while you're turning around, you do half first.
Right.
According to that, you're not Yosei Deshtehen. If I start while I'm still facing Yaron, then the entirety of the bracha was not over.
It's not completely over de over. It's sort of you're in the process of turning around.
Nisias kapayim, raising the hands once you turn around, will be part of the mitzvah itself. Therefore, according to that, you need to do it beforehand. In other words,
that's the next thing we'll look at. When do you raise your hands? Hold it for a second. I want to get to that step next. But that could be a consideration here. That could be a factor. Why should you make the bracha after you turn around? On the other hand, why should you make the bracha daska before you turn around? Well, depending on when you had kohanim, if you have heard kohanim, that may itself require you to start doing birchas kohanim without anything else in the middle, because kriyas kohanim is itself a trigger for the mitzvah. And so if you have kohanim first, assuming that, say, according to the round that they called kohanim before, and you're already facing the tzibur, then you don't want to stop after kohanim with the bracha. You want the kohanim to be as close as possible to the mitzvah, given that you're in a state right now where you could do the mitzvah. So you make sure to be facing the Aron Kodesh when you make the bracha. And you heard kohanim, but you can't do bracha kohanim, you're not facing the tzibur. Then you make the bracha, then as soon as you turn around, you're right away ready to start the bracha kohanim. That may be the other consideration.
What do you start?
You start Yivarechecha. But we'll see in a moment. Does the Shad say...
What does the Kohen start when he turns around?
Yivarechecha. Either the Chazan starts Yivarechecha to prompt him, or maybe not. Maybe the first word is there's no prompting. The Kohen, the Rambam Shita is, we'll see that the Kohen says Yivarechecha by himself. This is a question of when they make the bracha. Question number two, related to this, when do the Kohanim raise their hands for Nesias Kapayim? Do they do that before the bracha or after the bracha? When do they raise their hands for Nesias Kapayim? Well, look at the Me'iri and Sota that we have here in the packet. Page number 6. The Seder Nesias Kapayim. How does he have it? What does he say? The Me'iri says... Shiach tzibur, kshemesayim shiach tzibur b'chas adar v'anu atzibur amen. Shiach tzibur koi v'koram kohanim v'heim achzirim p'neim klapi ha'am. He has them turning around first. U'poshtim et v'osehen. They open up their fingers. U'magbihin yudehem k'neged kisfehen. And they lift up their hands. U'mivarachin kolechad mehem baruch atah Hashem asher k'shem v'kishot v'sholaram. According to the Me'iri, when do they raise their hands with the Nesias Kapayim? Before the bracha or after the bracha? What does he say? Ma'zirim p'neim klapi ha'am, u'poshtim et v'osehem, u'magbin yedeyem k'neged kisvoseyem. And they lift up their hands. U'mivarachin kolechad mehem asher k'dishanu. So according to the Me'iri, first you have the Nesias Kapayim, and then the bracha. So they already have their hands raised at the time of the bracha. The She'otis also says it like this. The She'otis you have here on page 9, on the third line. U'b'shah sha'kohanim parsim katpehem. At the time that the kohanim spread out their hands, tzrichim levarech, they make the bracha. So it sounds like they're raising their hands prior to the bracha, not after the bracha. However, if you look at the Rambam, page 12, 12a, what do you get from the Rambam? Well, in Halacha Yudbeis, he just talks about the bracha, but he doesn't say anything about the Nesiyas Kapayim. In the first sheet of 12, on sheet 12, he has in Halacha Gimel, Kesahi Nesiyas Kapayim Begvulin, and he says they're standing facing the Heichal. Kesahi Nesiyas Kapayim Begvulin. Be'esh Yagia Shatz Rav Voda Kish Yomer Tzei Kol HaKonim Ha'om Nevi HaKnesses Nekarnim Koma. They're standing facing the Aron. They're still, the hands, the fists are closed. And then they turn around facing the people. But don't forget, they already made the bracha already. Because the Rambam says later, that when did they make the bracha? When they're facing. Now the Rambam says, they turn around, and they open up their fists, and they lift up their hands. When are they lifting up their hands according to the Rambam? Before they turn around or after? After. When did they make the bracha according to the Rambam?
Before.
So according to the Rambam, when they made the bracha, their hands are not up. Only after they turn around, when they're actually about to perform the mitzvah, that's when they raise up their hands. What's the sense? We'll see. Why is it significant? What does it seem from the Shulchan Aruch? From the Seder HaShulchan Aruch. It's on page 11A. First he has in Halacha Yud Aleph, Kishamalthirim Pneim Klapi Ya'am Ivracham Asher Kiddushanu. How do we interpret that? They turned around and then they made the bracha. But that's the bracha in Halacha Yud Aleph. In Halacha Yud Beis, he says, Magbi and Yudayim Kineged Kisvoseyim. So from the Seder Shulchan Aruch, what does it seem? When they made the bracha, their hands were down. And then they made the bracha, and then he says, Magbin Yadayim Kinekis Fein. It may not be a perfect bracha, but it sounds a little bit like they first raised their hands after the bracha. Shulchan Aruch HaRav paskins that way also, that Nesiyas Kapayim happens after the Birchas HaMitzvah. Our minhag today, nu? Most Kohanim raise their hands already before the bracha. They start the bracha facing the Aron Kodesh, and the hands are already up, and as they're turning around, it's already ready. What is the issue here? What should it depend on? Why should the Nesiyas Kapayim, the raising of the hands, be done after the mitzvah? Why should it be done before the mitzvah?
Whether the
Nesiyas
Kapayim is part of the mitzvah or not?
If the Nesiyas Kapayim is a chelik of the mitzvah, then we need the bracha to be over Lasiyasa. So over Lasiyasa means before you perform any part of the mitzvah, including the Nesiyas Kapayim. That comes after the bracha. That's a chelik of the mitzvah. If it's not a chelik of the mitzvah, then it may not be as important. You can have it already before. If you're facing the Aron, then maybe it shouldn't be a problem because you're not really. However, if it's a chelik of the Maisa mitzvah, in other words, is it a halacha? Think of this. We'll talk more about this in the Shir and Nesiyas Kapayim. Is it a halacha that when you bless, your hands should be in that position? Or is it an act of halacha to raise your hands? Let's say your hands were like that, they're attached like that, but you never actually did it for the same mitzvah. See, from the Seder HaRambam, there's an actual kiyun in opening up your hands, leaving your hands closed and opening them up and raising them with shei mitzvah. Not just they should be raised, but that you should raise your hands. There's a kiyum in magbi and yadayim. If that itself is integrated into the mitzvah, then that should be done also after the bracha. After the bracha, which is what the Rambam says. The Torah wants the Kohen to perform the mitzvah. Part of the mitzvah is he should lift up his hands and spread out his fingers and so on. That's the sense you get from the Rambam when he has a Seder, Nesiyas Kapayim. Look at the way we just read the Rambam. He says they're standing in the Aron and their fingers are, their fists are closed. And they turn around and they open up their hands and they open up their fists. In the Rashi Seder, Nesiyas Kapayim, you also get that sense. Going back to the Rashi Seder, Nesiyas Kapayim on 5a. Rashi makes a point of stressing if their fists are open or closed. Rashi says, two lines under the Aleph. V'achakach maschilin v'bracha u'kshakala amen acharon u'pi tzibor hein machzirin p'nehem v'kofefin kishrehen in rotsin. When they turn around, then they can open up. Wait, v'achakach maschilin v'bracha u'kshakala amen acharon u'pi tzibor machzirin p'nehem v'kofefin kishrehen in rotsin. They can open up their fists if they want, and the shat sasim shalom. This is the final, this is afterwards. But he has a point of having them at the end. If they want, they can close their fists. But the idea of having the fist open, the fist closed, sounds like it's part of the Seder, Nesias Kapayim. This is all, we've been looking at one interpretation of the Gemara, when the Gemara says here, Ein HaKohanim Rashayim LaHaschil Bibracha Ad SheYichad Dibur Mipi HaKohen. How have we interpreted it? The Kohanim can't begin the Bracha, namely the Birchas HaMitzvah, until after the Dibur of Kohanim. So we've been discussing, okay, the Birchas HaMitzvah is in response to Kohanim. When is the Birchas Mitzvah recited? Before they turn around, after they turn around, before they lift their hands, after they lift their hands. But this is all one way to read the Gemara. However, there may be another way to read the Gemara. Maybe the Dibur here is not Kohanim. What else could the Dibur be? What else does the Chazan say besides Kohanim in the Seder Nesias Kapayim? What do we know today? Each and every word of the Seder Nesias. Is that a chiyuv? Is that an absolute chiyuv for the chazan to do that? Where does that come from? Kohanim we know, Omar Lahem. But is there an obligation for the CLC but to prompt the Kohanim for each and every word? If there is, does that even go for the first word? What's one possible reason why the Shliach Tzibur should be prompting the Kohanim? Why? So that they not get disoriented and mistake what word they're up to. You have the word Hashem a few times, you have Panecha, so you need the Shliach Tzibur, you have a T.S. Shofar, word for word. If that's the reason, would you need it for the first word? Not necessarily.
If you're doing it, you might as well do it for everything.
Okay, well let's see. The Ran, on page 8, quotes two explanations for this phrase in the Gemara. Eina koi rashai likros kohanim at shetichu amen mipiat tzibur. That's the first statement. Amen shel berachas hodah. Then the Ran says, Eina kohanim rashayim lahaschil bibracha at sheyichu hadibur mipiat kohen. What is a dibur? Dibur shel kriyas kohanim. This is the first chat. So what does bracha then mean, the way we've explained it? The bracha of Asher Kiddushanu. They don't begin Asher Kiddushanu until after they hear Kohan. The Acherim Pirshu, others have said, Shemakrim hayu ha-Kohanim k'dei shelo yitu. They would prompt the Kohanim word for word in order that they not make a mistake. Shehayu shiach tibur korei lefnehen kol teva v'teva k'sheru'uyim ha-amra. When they're about to say every word, the Shliach Tzibur would prompt them word for word. So what does it mean then? Ein HaKohanim Rashayim LaHaschil BiBracha means, continues the Ran, Ein HaKohanim Rashayim LaHaschil Afilu B'Teva Rishona. The Bracha means here, the Bracha of Birchas Kohanim. The first word is Yivarechecha. They can't begin Yivarechecha, even though the Rekha Omechash Gatos. In this word, you can't even worry about them making a mistake. They know how to begin. The Kosh can be Idach, and certainly for the other words, they can't recite their words, Yivarechecha, and so on, Ad Sheyichad Dibur Mipi HaKohen. The assumption in the Gemara is that the Shas would prompt them word for word. And that included the very first word, Yivarechecha. And the Gemara is saying that the Kohanim can't respond each word of Birkas Kohanim until they hear the Shliach Tzibur prompt them word for word. This is all assuming that there's a mitzvah to prompt the Kohanim for every word. So then we have Dibur referring to the word, each word of Birchas Kohanim, and Bracha means each word of Birchas Kohanim. The other explanation that we had yesterday, the name of the Gra, was Dibur is Kohanim, but Bracha is not Birchas Kohanim, Birchas HaMitzvah, but rather Bracha is Birchas Kohanim. That's how we had yesterday. The Kohanim can't start Yivarechecha until the word Kohanim leaves the mouth of the Kohanim. Now what does that tell us? First of all, that Birchas HaMitzvah can be dispensed with. It's not Mi'ikar HaDin. Because right away after Kohanim, after the word Kohanim, the Kohanim begin Yivarechecha. Secondly, that when it comes to Yivarechecha, there's no mitzvah for the Chazan to prompt the Kohanim. And this is in fact how we see in the Rambam, that the Kohanim begin Yivarechecha right away, without the Chazan. If you look at the Rambam here on page 12, I know we're running late, I think we're just going to have to leave some of it for tomorrow, but just at least to finish this particular section. The Rambam, first of all, in Halacha Gimel, Mazir Pnim Krapi Ha'am Upostimet Bose Magmedic Vizen U Maschilan Yevarechacha. Notice how he says Maschilan Yevarechacha. In Halacha, it's in Halacha Gimel. In Halacha Ches, the Rambam says, Shuach Shibur Makra Oso Mila Mila Kimosha Amarnu. Hayishnaim O Yoser, Ena Maschilan Yevarech, Achikrolem Shuach Shibur Vamulem Koanim. V'hem onim v'omrim yivarechecha. There is no prompting for yivarechecha. It's simply kohanim, and then the kohanim respond with yivarechecha. There's no chazan doesn't have to say yivarechecha. He says every other word, makra osa mila mila, but he doesn't prompt for yivarechecha. According to the Ran second pshat. What does it mean in the Gemara? Ein ha'kohanim rashayim rahaskel bibrachat yichadibim piyakore. Every word of birchas kohanim, including the first yivarechecha, they can't respond until they hear the chazan prompt them. Rashi didn't learn it that way. Rashi learned it means amen. It means kriya of kohanim and the bracha of asher kiddushanu. Why doesn't Rashi want to learn like the Ran second pshat? Why? Because Rashi may hold that this halacha, that the Shliach Tzibur calls out each word, is not Me'ikar Hadin. It may not even be Me'ikar Dina de Gemara. It may have been a later institution that they said that the Chazan should do it. Rashi maybe didn't require it to do it. But the Rambam apparently holds it's an absolute chiyuv, Mila b'mila, with the exception of the first word, Yivarechecha. Yivarechecha.
What
might
Rashi learn?
What's that? According to Rashi, really you don't need any prompting for each word of Birkas Kohanim. You just need the Kohanim to be called out, to be summoned to say to Duchen. Kohanim. At that point, the Kohanim would make the bracha, they turn around, make the bracha, and the Kohanim would take off on their own. Yivarechecha, Hashem, Vishmerecha, and so on. The halacha that the Shat prompts the Kohanim is something that came later on, but not Medina de Gemara. We'll see more about that probably tomorrow, if we see more in this Gemara. The Rambam holds that they did do every word. That's how we saw in the Ran. Every word, the Shatz, and then the Kohanim. But according to the Rambam, there's an exception, namely the first word, Yivarechecha. Why is the first word any different? And why does the Rambam require that you have every word prompted by the Chazan? So look at the Beis Yosef. That's what the Beis Yosef says. The problem is in the Rambam that may not be sufficient to give that reason for the Rambam. Beis Yosef on page 10b on the bottom. The Torah says, first of all, in terms of the prompting of the Chazan, Ushliach Tzibur Makra Osam Yivarechecha. So the Torah's truth is that the Chazan said Yivarechecha as well. Ushliach Tzibur can do that. V'hein onim acharav mila b'mila ad sheyasayimu pasuk rishon v'oz onim ha'kol amen v'chein achar pasuk sheni. The Torah says explicitly that the Shatz announces Yivarechecha as well as every other word. The Beis Yosef points out in Yud Gimel, the final paragraph, Zodas Rabbeinu, that's the Pshat, that's what the Torah holds. V'chein yirah mashikasav haran. Because the Ran explains, "En akonim asherim rahaskel bibracha at sheyecha adibur mipi akore sheyesh mefarshim shemakrim hayu akonim tishlo yitu." And the konim can't begin even the first word until the chazan or the kore says the word. Avo medivei haramba mashma shetevas yivarechecha ein shiachsi b'makra osa. From the fact that the Rambam writes, "Vaschilon yivarechecha," and then he says he continues mila b'mila. On to the next page. Adkan Lashona. And at the very end of the piece here, he says, that's also the minhag in many places, that the first word the Kohanim say on their own, Yivarechecha. The Tam Hadavar, says the Beis Yosef, Nivuar, the Kevan de Ein Makrin HaKohanim, El Kadesh Shalo Yitu, B'teva Rishona, the Lekho Mecha Shetos, Ramayat Rosa. The whole reason why they prompted the Kohanim is Kadesh Shalo Yitu, so that they not make a mistake. For the first word, there's no problem. However, this may be insufficient for the Rambam, because why is it that according to the Rambam you prompt the Kohanim for every word after Yivarechecha? Why? Does it sound from the Rambam that it's simply because you don't want him to make a mistake, or does it sound like it's me'ikar hadin? It's part of the idea of Amar Lahem. Look at the Lashon HaRambam again. When the Rambam says that Matra Osam Mila Mila, first of all in Halacha Gimel, Shriach Sibu Matra Osam Mila Mila Vehin Onim Shenemar Amar Lahem Ad Sheyomah. If you assume that it's only a question, they shouldn't make a mistake, then Amar Lahem is essentially what? Kohan. And after that, it's simply so that he not get disoriented. The Rambam learns it all out from Amar Lahem. Amar Lahem Kohan. Amar Lahem Yivarech Hashem Bishmerech, and so on. Each and every word has to be demanded by the tzibur, by the representative of the tzibur. The Rav explained that the Rambam holds that the geder of Kriyas Kohanim from Amar Lahem is the idea that the tzibur demands the bracha from the Kohanim, and the Kohanim have to fulfill the request of the tzibur. We find this concept in other places too, that the Shliach Tzibur invites the tzibur to do what he asked them to do. For example, where do you find that? That the Shatz prompts the tzibur. Where do you find that concept? Every day in davening. The Shatz prompts the tzibur for something. Baruch Hu? Okay, more than that. Yeah, in Kedusha. Nikadosh Hashimcha Ba'olam, the Shatz is saying this to the tzibur, we will do it. The tzibur says kadosh, kadosh, kadosh. The tzibur repeats that, the Shatz repeats that, and says, l'masam ruch yameru, you have here b'kara zeh el zeh v'amar. The reciprocity. The Shatz invites the tzibur responds, the Shatz goes further, the tzibur responds. This is essentially what's happening with Birchas Kohanim. The Shatz is mazmin the tzibur. He invites the tzibur to give, or by Kedusha, to give Shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and for the Kohanim, he invites the tzibur. He's Tovea from the Tzibur. The Tzibur is Tovea from the Kohanim to do the Birkas Kohanim. So the Rambam holds that this invitation, this prompting, is not just an invitation, do Birkas Kohanim. The Tzibur is demanding from the Kohanim, bless us, Yivarechecha. Bless us with Hashem. Bless each aspect of Birkas Kohanim, the tzibur is demanding of the Kohanim to give them that bracha. It's a special invitation and request or demand for each bracha, each word of Birkas Kohanim. Why wouldn't Yivarechcha then be included? I mean, they should be asking, according to if that's the logic, then why shouldn't Yivarechcha be included? Either because as soon as they're invited to do Birkas Kohanim, they have to right away begin the mitzvah. That's itself a prompt for the mitzvah. So you don't need a special prompt on top of that for Yivarechecha. When you say Kohanim, that itself demands that they begin because Kohanim, it's almost as if that in the invitation of Kohanim is already implicit a request for the first word of Birkas Kohanim. When I say Kohanim, begin what you're going to do, which means begin the first word already, Yivarechecha. You've been prompted for Yivarechecha already when he says Kohanim. But now once you've done that, you need a prompt, Mila, Mila, because you need to be Tovea, the Tzibur is Tovea from the Kohanim, each and every word of Birchas Kohanim. That's different though when Rabbi Beis Yosef gives the reason for the Rambam, that you don't have the problem of forgetting, of getting confused, because the Rambam doesn't sound like that's the reason why we're doing it. Simply because it's a chiyuv to demand every single bracha of Birchas Kohanim, but the first word is implicit already in the original invitation. Just to see the Shulchan Aruch about this, the Shulchan Aruch says, how do they begin? Yivarechecha. Shulchan Aruch here on page 11a. Sif Yud Gimel, Maschirin HaKohen, HaKohenim Lomar Yivarechecha. Hagar says, V'yeshomim, Shigam Nilas Yivarechecha, Yakra Osam Shatz Tchila, L'chein Nogin V'chom V'dinos Eru. We prompt even for Yivarechecha. And so on. This issue is going to come up when we see further in the Gemara tomorrow. Just note it, and then you can look it on your own and see the Beis Yosef, and there's a lot of other achronim that deal with this issue as well. When the Gemara says further on here, okay, so now you have Seder HaBracha. It's Amen. What has to happen first before the Kohanim start the next Bracha? They have to be prompted by the Shatz. This would imply that in the Talmud of Gemara, they didn't have it. It was a later addition. It was a later Takana. Because the Rabbis, how can the Gemara say the Kohanim can't begin the next Bracha until there's an Amen? It's not the Kohanim. They should say the Shliach Tzibur can't start the next Bracha until after the Amen. So, based on this, there are ways to resolve it that might refer to a different Bracha. I'll leave this for you to research for tomorrow. We'll touch on it in the beginning of tomorrow's shiur. The Beis Yosef deals with this at length. Take a look at that, and then finish the rest of the Seder Tzias Kapayim. We'll finish that tomorrow as well, until the Akiras Lagayim, when they go back to their place.